You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Okay, well, I promised you that after we spoke to the conductor, we would speak to one of the young South African musicians who is going to be part of the collaborations. Because before they perform those concerts at City Hall and Hubo Lamprecht's on the 19th of June, the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra is going to be doing a collaboration with local orchestral students. More than 200 young musicians playing together and making music together. And one of them is right here with us in studio. She is our guest for 16 at 16 today. Her name is Inga Boerter, and she is a 16-year-old learner who's in grade 11 at DF Milan High School in Bellville. Inga, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So I believe music is your absolute passion. Not only do you play the French horn and the piano, but the recorder as well, all of them up to grade 7 level. And for those who don't know, that's very, very accomplished performance indeed. When did you start playing music?
When I was in primary school, about in grade 2, I started with a recorder as a beginner instrument. And then in grade 4, I started with piano. And then in high school, I only started with French horn.
I've said before, it was always my dream to play the French horn. So I'm really envious of you. I mean, it's clearly something that you put a lot of time and effort into. Just playing one instrument to grade 7 level requires a huge amount of practice. To have three at that level, do you have time for anything else, Inga? Or are you always practicing something?
I barely have time for homework, so yeah, it's mostly homework, studying, and music.
But this is something you want to make a career, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, definitely.
So you're going to be playing as part of this collaborative experience with the Boston Philharmonic Youth Philharmonic Orchestra. Tell us a little bit more about what you're actually going to be doing with them.
Well, it's more like a workshop we will be attending, while I'm going to be attending it with my high school band.
Okay.
And then later we are going to be performing some of the pieces with them. So yeah, it's exciting, and we will be learning more about our instruments.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, your high school obviously places a high value on music, to have been chosen to participate in this kind of experience. Yeah. I mean, have you been well supported through school by teachers and the like?
Yeah, like when I started with music, my first teacher, she supported me until grade 7, and she still supports me today.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got the same teacher for recorder and piano, and she supports me a lot. She even came to one of my concerts at the Artscape.
Wow.
Yeah, and my horn teacher, he also supports me a lot.
So that's wonderful. So you have people cheering you on and encouraging your passion for this. I mean, when you say you want to make it your career, is the dream to perform professionally, to teach music, to do both perhaps?
Well, my dream is to firstly go overseas, okay, just to participate in other orchestras, and then maybe later I can teach music at schools.
Yeah.
And the ultimate, if it happens, is to open my own music school.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay. And is that something you see yourself doing back here in South Africa, or do you think this is a career that will take you
internationally? I don't really know. I can actually see myself doing it overseas and here. So, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we had a young pianist with us on Friday who said the same thing. The opportunity to go and study overseas and to be exposed to the level of playing over there is obviously one that so many musicians dream of. It's not easy to get a place at those big conservatories,
it's not
though.
Easy.
So, I mean, how hopeful are you when you look to your future 5 years from now? Where do you want Inga to be?
Well, I would only want myself to be overseas, participating in other orchestras.
Okay.
So that I can also build experience.
Yeah.
And then from that experience I can teach others.
Now, you know, I've asked all the 16-year-olds we've had with us about the things that worry them, that keep them awake at night. And some of them have spoken about exam stress and the matric dance, and others are talking about big socioeconomic challenges in South Africa and those sort of worries. If I was to ask you that question, what is the thing that worries you when you look to the future?
Well, I worry that music won't be seen as an important aspect in our lives, because so many people look down at it as a subject, but it's actually the opposite, because you learn so much more and how society developed. Mm-hmm. And I know it doesn't sound like it's part, or it should be part of music, but it really is.
So do you feel your music studies have helped you with all of your other approaches?
Definitely, definitely, because you can see how people developed through time with music.
And obviously the commitment, the dedication, the work ethic that is required to take an instrument to the level that you've done, that must surely spill over into your approach to your other schoolwork as well. Unless you're failing everything else and getting A's for music, but I doubt it. You'd be the first one I'd met if that was the case. So Ingo, okay, so big plans for the coming 2 weeks. I mean, how excited are all of you at DF Milan High to have this opportunity to play with the Boston Orchestra?
I think we are definitely all very excited because mostly they are from Boston. And it's actually the first workshop that, since I've been in the band, this is the first workshop we've been to. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you're going to have an absolutely fantastic time learning from one another and experiencing the chance to meet people from a different place and talk to them about your shared love of music, and that it is the big bridge building experience that the founder Benjamin Zander wanted it to be. Inga, good luck to you. So grade 11, are the exams finished now, or are you still in the middle of writing?
Still in the middle.
So having to juggle all of that while managing the excitement. Okay, well, good luck to you for all of it. And thank you for making the effort to come into studio today to join us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Inga Boerter, grade 11 at DF Milan High School, one of our class of 16-year-olds that we're celebrating during Youth Month for June. That feature continues for the remainder of the month. And a reminder that if you know of any talented or interesting 16-year-olds that you think we should be talking to, pop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.